Hello.
Hello, my name is Rudy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey, okay? Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you, okay? And I'll spit them out. Healthcare.
10.
Okay. Education, kindergarten through 12th grade.
9.
Okay. Climate change.
6.
Okay. Criminal justice reform. What was your answer?
6.
Okay, jobs and wages.
10.
Okay, racism and discrimination.
10.
Immigration.
9.
Crime and violence.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Student loan debt.
9.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
And abortion rights.
10.
Okay. All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
What is your race?
Afro-American.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Good. What is the year of your birth, please?
1960.
1960?
Right.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Technical college.
Okay, alrighty, good. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Oh, good. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And I'll spit them out here. The first name popping up is Raphael Warnock. Yeah, very cold and unfavorable to you, very warm and unfavorable, 5 being neutral, or if you never heard of them, just say never heard of them. Raphael Warnock.
Very favorable.
Okay. John Ossoff.
Very favorable.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Brian Kemp.
Let's say middle of the road. Yeah.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Andre Dickens.
Haven't heard of him.
Okay. How about J.D. Vance?
I got a few words for him.
Okay. Very cold and unfavorable, zero. Five being... Okay. Okay. All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
It's gotten better.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Makes a big difference.
Good. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented the progress, 5 means that you're not sure, or a 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. We'll start with Vice President Harris.
We'll say 9.
Okay. Your local mayor.
I live in a rural area.
How would you categorize your local mayor from 0 to 10?
Well, where I live at, according to the county seat, is a small town, of a town. But I live out in the center, so what the mayor does really doesn't matter to me.
Okay, so would you say you want to say a 5? Not sure?
Yeah, I'd say 5.
Okay. Black voters.
10.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery.
Let's go 9 on that.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Let's go 9.
And the Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
9.
Okay. Below is a list of people. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll read them out, okay? Because all right. We voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. I'm sorry, fair credit practices.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be zero that would not motivate you to vote at all? 10 would strongly motivate you to vote, or 5, you're not sure, or in between?
Give me an 8.
Okay. The next one says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 billion Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for billions of individuals. From 0 to 10.
10.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid. From 0 to 10. Motivational, non-motivational.
Yeah.
Okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. White, while there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue to the path to future progress. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds, a mandated body cameras for all officers, when state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Is that motivational or not motivational?
Motivational, 10.
Okay. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote, in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no... Okay, good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Good. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months, 6 months to a year ago?
Within the last month at my current resident, I just moved.
Okay. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event? Okay.
By mail.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent of, or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None. Neither.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Repeat that one again. There's something breaking up.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I prefer not to answer that.
I do require an answer, an estimate. You don't have to be exact to the dot.
Like I said, I prefer not to answer.
Can you give me an idea so I can fill in the space?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? And you have a good rest of your afternoon, man. Thank you for participating.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.